You're listening to the Barrel Racing Training Help Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Avery. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about you guys as riders and as barrel racers. And I'm going to give you guys 10 tips to help you guys grow and improve as barrel racers and riders, which is super, super important. So before we get rolling with the 10 tips, I want to make sure that you guys subscribe to this podcast so I can continue to bring you guys the best content possible. And as well, make sure you guys follow me at Barrel Racing Training Help on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Pinterest, all of those lovely platforms. And you guys are welcome to share my podcast, and I will definitely repost so you guys are able to gain followers from my viewers as well. So enough of the housekeeping, and let's get going. So tip number one, this one is probably the most underrated tip I'll probably give you guys, and that is to make sure that you ride as many horses as you possibly can. Now, the reason for this being is you have to be able to develop feel. Feel is super, super important. If you want to get anywhere in the horse world, you got to know that feel. You got to know whether your horse is stepping with that under or that inside leg, or you got to make sure that they are moving off your leg in that direction, or making sure they're stepping over in the front end. Like, just so many different little tiny things, you have to make sure that you have that feel. And the feel, unfortunately, it takes a really long time to develop, and the more horses you can get on, the faster it's going to come. So super important that you get on a ton of different horses and you're able to develop that feel. Tip number two is body positioning. Now, this one is also super underrated, and the biggest thing with this one is just making sure that you're looking where you're going. If you're looking where you're going, your eyes are up, you're looking at the next barrel, or you're looking to turn, or just different things like that, as long as your eyes are going in the direction where you want to go, your body's going to follow. So I want you guys to do something as you're sitting. Maybe if you're driving, listening to this, maybe you should not do this, but I want you guys to look to one side. So maybe take your head, look to the right side, and if you notice, your shoulders and your hips follow as well. So when everyone says, okay, look around the barrel, basically what you're doing is you're teaching your horse through that body positioning to actually turn that barrel. So the quicker that you can kind of whip your hips around, whip your body around, it's going to teach that horse super quickly that, okay, I got to turn. The minute she looks, her body positioning is saying, look, and I better turn that barrel super quick. So that's a super underrated tip as well. Just making sure you have really good body positioning. You're sitting up straight in the saddle. You're sitting really deep in the saddle. We'll go into that a little bit more in the next few tips, but making sure that you have really, really good body positioning. Okay, tip number three. This one's like exciting. This is going to get heated probably, but riding with your hands super low and super soft. Unfortunately, as barrel racers, I am not one that does this, but a lot of barrel racers, or they call themselves barrel racers, whatever you want to call yourself, their hands are way too strong. Pulling on your horse's mouth around the runt and just whipping them around that barrel, that is the worst thing you can do. The more you touch your reins, the slower your time's going to be. That's just how it is. You kind of just have to get over it. That's just how it is. So it's super, super important that you keep your hands really low when you're riding, and that you have a really soft feel to your hands. Like I said, your horse is going to run off your body positioning more than your hands. So, you know, during the run, if you can really teach your horse in practice that, okay, when I move my body in this way, you need to react in this way, instead of them always just relying on your hands to tell them where to go or to yank them over to where they should go, because that is definitely a sure way to slow yourself down during a run. Number four. Definitely, we've covered this a little bit, but horsemanship. If you do not have horsemanship, you're not going to go very far. I was literally riding at the arena today, started talking to a gal, and we were talking about that. We're like, holy cow, you know, you see some of these girls who are, you know, they're trying to barrel race and things like that. You know, they may have a really talented horse, but their horsemanship is lacking like no other. And it's super, super important that you know how to ride. If you can't ride, yeah, sure, maybe you get somewhere a little bit in some smaller races, but when you get going, if you do not have horsemanship, there is no way that you're going to outrun half the girls, you know, that are already been doing this their whole life, or, you know, they have really good horsemanship as well under them. So if you can have really good horsemanship, you're going to actually outrun a lot more people who don't actually have the best horsemanship. So that's kind of a super cool key to keep in your back pocket and always be constantly working on that. I'm always making sure that, you know, I spend half my ride making sure that my horses are super well broke, and then the next half I'll obviously spend running barrels and working on barrels and things like that. But super, super important that you're always working to make yourself a better horseman or horsewoman. Tip number five, riding the back end. Sitting deep in the saddle, not only does that make you stay super balanced, but it makes it so your horse stays squared and they ride underneath you squared and centered. And that makes you balanced as well. So it's overall just a really good thing to do if you can make sure that you ride the back end of your horse instead of really rocking yourself onto their front end and just kind of running their front end just like a jockey would. That's really not the best way to do it. So if you can roll your hips back, roll your pelvis back, and make sure you're riding the back end, as I'm like legit sitting in my truck doing it, as I'm telling you guys, like just ride the back end a little bit more. It makes it super easy for you to be able to get to all those buttons with your legs or with your hands and be able to, you know, really make the most effective cues to your horse. So making sure that you just ride the back end, stay off their front end. And, you know, that way during a run, if you're really running in there and you're just riding the front end and then you go to sit down, you're going to have to sit down so much faster and it's going to be so much slower versus if you just run in there riding the back end and really just ask for all the power out of their butt instead of the front end. Because obviously, you look at a horse, they have way more power in their butt versus their front end. So if you ride that back end, you're going to get so much more power out of the front end as well. All right, number 6, mental game. This one is super, super important. Mental game makes up a huge part of barrel racing. You can go to the practice pen and make your horse the most beautiful horse, well-bred, running barrel horse ever. But if you get to a rodeo run and your mental game is not there, chances are you're not going to make the run that you always do in the practice pen. So, super important that you're always working on your mental game. You always have to work on it, whether you're in the practice pen, whether you're in a warm-up pen, whether you're making your run. You always have to work on that. Now, some of the things that you can do to work on that is, I don't even know if I'll be able to say this quote right, but I love the quote that it's like, you know, practice in the practice pen how you would be making your run. And so, that's really obviously not how the quote goes, but making sure that when you get to the practice pen that you're not just sitting there to talk and you're not just sitting there to randomly ride and just kind of ride. Like, go to the practice pen with an intent to practice like you're going to win. And so, super important that you're always working on that mental game because it's, you know, something that it's just like a muscle. You really have to make sure that you are constantly working it. Number 7, visualizing. Now, this is something that I think some of the best athletes do, and it's something that us down here who have not made it to the NFR yet need to make sure that we implement. So visualizing basically is when you take and you just sit down, whether you're sitting in the saddle or you're just sitting in your car like I'm doing right now, or your truck or whatever you're doing. I don't know why I say car. I don't have a car. It's a truck. But making sure you're sitting there and just take a minute to close your eyes and just visualize the most perfect run ever. Visualize yourself sitting in the saddle making that beautiful run. And this can be done actually, you know, like 50 times a day. And basically that's you making 50 runs ahead of somebody else. So when you're actually visualizing and you do it correctly, your brain doesn't actually know if you're in that moment or if you're actually visualizing it. So it's super, super powerful, and it's really important to make sure that you implement that. And that really gives you a huge advantage over a lot of people actually. So number 8 is creating balance in the saddle that is super, super strong. Now, I can tell you that after an accident like I had been in a couple years ago, I really lost all the balance that I had ever worked on in the saddle. And so this is super, super important that you're constantly working on it, because if you're not constantly working on it, you're going to lose it. So super important that you, you know, take some time to do, you know, stirrups, take some time to do balancing exercises on the ground, like standing on a ball, or, you know, there's a ton of different exercises you can literally look up on Pinterest or just Google it, and there's a whole bunch of exercises to make sure that you have really good balance. But super important that you're working on balance and making sure you're super balanced in the saddle. Number 9 is understanding how horses work emotionally and physically. If you can understand this, it makes you as a rider and upcoming trainer or trainer really be able to understand how horses work and how you can most effectively train that horse to run barrels or do whatever event you're wanting to do effectively. Now, last and final tip, number 10, is create muscle in yourself. This one is so, so important. Oh my goodness, so, so, so important. I think my biggest thing is making sure that we as barrel racers and riders have really strong core muscles as well as leg muscles. And I know that seems kind of cliche, but like, you know, you're sitting out here doing the day-to-day chores and you kind of just automatically build that muscle. But a lot of times if you're not doing as many chores as say the next person, you know, feel free to take some time to go work out and make sure that you have really strong core, really strong legs. Obviously, arms are really nice to have as barristers because, holy cow, you're always mucking stalls or throwing hay or something. Like, you don't really need them both. Strongest arms ever to ride horses because, I mean, they're riding off your body instead. But really nice to, you know, have some strong arms anyways. But, all right, so I hope you guys enjoyed those top 10 tips for barristers and riders. If you did, make sure you guys share that as a podcast so I can be able to continue to bring you guys awesome podcasts. And make sure you guys are subscribed. Like I said, if I don't get people subscribing, I really have to quit making podcasts. So crossing my fingers, I can continue to make these. And make sure you guys can tag me at Barristing Training Help, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, all of those. And I will see you in next week's episode. Thank you guys for listening.